'Tis the season of the prom. Extravagant promposals go viral on social media. Dresses and tuxes are rented. Anxiety rises. And that anxiety can be worse for LGBTQ kids who feel as if they don't quite fit in. But for 3 years, the public library in Arlington has teamed up with advocacy groups to put on what's called Drag Prom. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
It looks a lot like your run-of-the-mill teen dance. Some kids gather in awkward, tight dancing circles. Others are off to the side on their phones. But drag prom isn't your everyday school dance. For one, it's not held at a school at all. The public library in Arlington puts it on in the Arlington Senior Center. And this prom isn't just for high schoolers. Middle schoolers join, too. Drag prom is where 6th grader Josh Lando says he feels comfortable wearing golden heels, a blue dress, and a white faux fur coat.
I like makeup, and I like a lot of things surrounding drag. So I just thought, this is a perfect opportunity for me to dress up, show my side that I really like to show. So that's why I'm here.
And how would you describe your style?
Probably How would I describe it? That's a tough question, Zane. I would describe it as the stylish, like, princess.
Lando says he hasn't dressed in drag at his school dances, but he didn't even feel welcomed when he went as himself, a bit overdressed for the occasion.
I did get some weird looks, but people do what they want to do, am I right?
Kids don't have to dress in drag to come to drag prom, but for those who do and don't feel comfortable leaving the house that way, there's a room at the prom where kids can change into different clothes.
And there's makeup, shoes, accessories. There's masculine and feminine clothing.
That's chaperone Katie Kanya, who works at the public library in Arlington.
It's mostly for kids that, like, can't leave home dressing the way they would want to if they feel, you know, unsafe either in their family or walking down the street. They can dress up here.
Drag prom isn't just a safe place accepting kids for what they wear, but it's also where kids can feel comfortable with who they're with. Eighth grader Emma Phillips hasn't had good experiences at school dances. At the last one, Phillips, who uses they-them pronouns, says there seemed to be a double standard for LGBTQ kids and straight kids. When Phillips tried to hold their girlfriend's hand, chaperones at the school intervened.
We got split apart. I, like, pecked her on the forehead, and their chaperones had said, all right, break it up, girls.
Oh, yeah. And are we talking about the dance last year? Wasn't it, like, other people were doing way more inappropriate things?
Yeah.
The dance last year.
Yeah, they were like, no touching.
And then then they looked the other way when, like, straight people were doing this.
Making out in the corner.
At drag prom, Phillips brought a friend date and felt comfortable dancing with them. As for Josh Lando, the 6th grader who loves drag, he's there to have fun with friends, not to meet a date.
No. That is a big fat no.
Maybe next year?
Maybe.
While the atmosphere of drag prom is jovial, there is a small reminder that beyond the doors of this event, there's a world that's often unkind to these kids. On a folding table against the wall, there's a veil of shame. Kids use fabric pens to write all the bad things people have said to them. Queerdo, freak, burn in hell. And at some point, the veil is ceremoniously burned. But 12-year-old Lando says the beauty of drag prom is he and other kids don't have the task of teaching people to accept them.
It's not about people being okay with us being LGBTQ. It's a chance for us to be wild, just have fun. It's not all about just, like, you know, you must understand us. It's that we just want to have fun too.
In addition to the veil of shame, there's the veil of joy, where the drag prom attendees write nice things people have said about them, or nice things they know to be true about themselves. Things like good at math, or funny, or kind, or beautifully perfect. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.
Turn back on the cars till the day that my uncles can be united by law. My kids are